the weekend before we moved up to Barnes, my mother told me something that she had never told me before, and that was when she told me the story of my adoption. First, I'm going to tell a little bit about the home where I was adopted, a home in Chicago, Illinois, the heart of the city. And it was a Christian home, church-oriented, and the man and woman who run the home were aunt and uncle of Cecil Mary Brooks, who eventually turned out to be my adoptive mother. Cecil Mary Brooks was a preacher's kid, and she was a school teacher. She taught school at Marysdale. She stayed at the Peter Myers home, where she met a young man, and they eventually were married. That was William Leslie Myers. I think it's the other way around, but anyhow. Cecil and Leslie had five children, and due to something in their makeup, I think, which was Rh factor, the babies were either born dead or didn't live. And so after so many years, Dad finally decided that he would move to Michigan, because Mother had inherited a farm in Michigan. And she had alerted her aunt in Chicago that she would like to adopt a baby. So her Aunt Grace had told her that they didn't have anybody ready for a while. There was a lady that, she was, I think, around 35, and she was well-to-do, and she felt like her life was slipping away, and she wanted to do something good for society. So she had put in for adoption at the same place. But what I haven't mentioned to you so far was my birth mother had met the guy she married at the university. Her name was Elvira Walden, from where I get my middle name. They had decided to run off and get married, so they had done that. And her father was a professor at the university, and I guess he must have been rather eccentric. And when he found out about it, he was just really indignant, and he said that she must get the marriage annulled or never darken his door again. And so she did this, but it was too late. So when this baby was born, the lady, she started the adoption procedure for the baby, but the poor little baby seemed to be puny, and naturally it cried and had a bad time. And so the lady just stood about as long as she could, and she finally came back to this Mr. and Mrs. Brooks and wanted to bring the baby back. And they said that couldn't be because it was too much red tape since she'd already started adoption. So the only thing they thought that she could do was to abandon the baby. And so they right quick made out a place, time and place, and sent word to Cecil Brooks Myers, who had in the meantime moved to Michigan, and told her to come to Chicago quickly if she wanted a baby. They had one ready for her. And so Mother went to Chicago, and she and Aunt Grace were in one room, and Uncle Ed Brooks and the lady was in another room. And Mother says she remembers that lady handing a paper that she had signed through the door, and what a beautiful white hand this lady had, and pretty rings on this hand, and that was all she really saw of her. So then the plan was that this lady was to go to Lincoln Park, which was nearby on the shore of Lake Michigan, and at a designated park bench she was to put the baby on the bench when she heard a little electric car coming, because it would have Mother and her aunt and uncle in it. And then she was to walk away and never look back. This is what she did, and they came along and picked up the baby. Then this Aunt Grace fixed up formula and lots of diapers for Mother so she could start on her way back to Hillsdale, Michigan, on the train with the baby. But on the way back, it rained and rained, and they had the track wash out, and so they were delayed. And when they finally got into Hillsdale, Dad got there and was waiting for them, but the baby was hungry and wet because there was no formula left and no dry diapers. But Mother was just consoling the baby, and she wanted him to look at it, so she was pulling the blankets back for him to look. And he looked in at the poor little thing, and he said, "What did you bring that home for?" It really cuts her like a knife in her heart, she said. When Pop would come in for supper time, he'd usually have to get his own supper for quite some time because Mother'd have to be fussing with the baby, and so I don't suppose that went over very good. Anyhow, he didn't pay much attention to me, and till I got a little bit older, and then he started to play with me, and he had a favorite little thing that he did, and I liked too, and that was he would lift me up. That we had a ledge above our door in between the kitchen and the living room, and he'd lift me up high enough so I could hang on to that, and then he'd let loose of me and step back, and I would just scream and yell, and it just about sent Mom up the wall, and she was so afraid Pop would let me fall, and he wasn't going to, but she thought he would, and so that went on for quite a while, and then he used to get down on the floor and play with me, and boy, we sure had a lot of fun, I know that. I don't know how Mom ever stood it, but... And that was my babyhood.